Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Last year, we answered this question from Marius, a third grader at Heights Elementary School in Sharon, Massachusetts. He wanted to know,
can global warming make more extreme weather, like tornadoes and hurricanes and tsunamis and like big storms?
In the past few months, we've seen this extreme weather on full display. Not just big storms, but floods and extreme heat. So we thought it made sense to air this episode again. Fatima Hussein looked into Marius's question. Welcome, Fatima.
Hello, Megan.
So can we expect more intense storms because of global warming?
The short answer is yes. Global warming is already causing weather events like hurricanes to become more extreme. To learn more, I Zoomed with Dr. Carrie Emanuel at MIT.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
He's been studying hurricanes, cyclones, and tropical storms for nearly 35 years.
It's perhaps one of the most important aspects of global warming. Is what does it do to extreme weather? And there's some things we know about that, and there are other things we wish we did know.
Here's a simple explanation of what scientists do know. Global warming increases the intensity of our weather because it causes temperatures to rise, which leads to more water evaporation. And when those larger amounts of water come back down, they lead to bigger storms.
Will this really affect the weather in a noticeable way?
It depends on where you live, but again, the general answer is yes. Carrie and hundreds of other atmospheric scientists agree that
places that are pretty rainy already will tend to get rainier as the climate warms, whereas places that are already dry, like deserts, are expected to get even drier.
So what about here in New England? How is global warming affecting our storms?
Carrie says that we'll probably see longer periods without any rain. But when it does rain, it'll be heavier, which leads to more floods. And we're already seeing this. According to NASA, cases of heavy rainfall in the Northeast have gone up around 55% over the past 60 years.
What about hurricanes? Can we expect more of those?
Carrie says to think quality, not quantity.
We expect to see stronger hurricanes as the planet warms, not necessarily more hurricanes, but more Category 3, 4, and 5.
And according to initial research, the same applies to tornadoes. We're likely to see about the same amount, but that they'll be more intense.
Marius also mentioned tsunamis. Should we expect to see more of those?
Thankfully, no. Tsunamis are triggered by earthquakes, and those aren't influenced by climate change.
That's good to know. But what about big storms we've seen in the past, like Hurricane Katrina? Was climate change to blame in that case?
Until recently, most scientists didn't think they knew enough to connect a specific weather event to climate change. But in the past couple of years, they've been able to pinpoint global warming as a culprit for some weather events, like heat waves and major forest fires.
So what's the answer to Marius's question? Is there a connection between global warming and extreme weather?
Yes. Global warming is already making weather more extreme, and we'll see more of these intense storms as the planet continues to warm. Carrie says the most obvious way to address this is to limit our greenhouse gas emissions in a major way.
The most effective thing you can do as an individual is to get involved in the politics of this, to make sure that politicians get elected who are serious about doing it.
And he has a special message from Marius.
I hope you maintain your interest in science, and maybe someday we'll see you at MIT.
Great. Thanks, Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.